Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We said before the break, look what's happening in you know, they're trying to control people. They're trying to control cash. But look what happens to a society that's crashing. And it's important for us, you know, if you're living in the United States, no matter what your economic situation is, you are blessed compared to so many people around the face of the world. And what the enemy would want you to do is to get so caught up in a pity party about what you don't have instead of thanking God for what you do have. And I'm telling you, we add our miseries on an adding machine, but we count God's blessings on our hand.
Shouldn't be that way.
No, it should be the other way around, because right now in Venezuela, this country is crashing. The Washington Post has just came out with a new article, and we shared with you on this program that, listen, they just went to a five-day weekend. 5 days. Why? Because they couldn't afford electricity.
Right.
Think about this. This is huge. They can't afford toilet paper. They have people standing in lines for food. And we're complaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it shares that that perspective, because you see, it's just like how volatile it is, and how quickly God can just simply remove His hand and just realize the fact that we can be in that situation, just as Venezuela is experiencing it right now.
Listen, I mean, if people really only knew how fragile the economic system is right now. I mean, how many times was Greece on the verge of being the first domino in this chain of economic, you know, fallout, and they were being bailed out. You have Puerto Rico just defaulting on $422 million payment. You have all of these, you know, Spain, their conditions. They have people that were living in abandoned homes for years now, and you have Venezuela happening, and we just keep going like it's no big deal. Well, listen, I want you to see firsthand what happens when you're – listen, this is one thing about, you know, not being able to get an iPhone, and it's another thing not being able to get a new pair of Nikes. But when you have children that you can't feed, when you're not hungry, even good people begin to start doing some crazy things. Watch this.
It's becoming an increasingly familiar sight. A store broken open, covered in debris left by looters. It comes as Venezuela grapples with widespread shortages. This store owner, Jose Vega, says the police have been of little help.
We arrived here at 9:30 p.m. The police were still here, circling around. And what did they do? Nothing.
While security is tightened, the anger persists. Venezuela's opposition launched a petition to remove President Nicolas Maduro over the economic crisis. The Congress ordered the food minister to be sacked over shortages. It's a political move that may be ignored, but the ongoing shortages are likely to keep the pressure on until there's some relief.
Now get this, this is a nation that has the largest oil reserve in the world. They have more oil, you know, than Saudi Arabia, and yet because of mismanagement, they had a dictator, Hugo Chavez, who you know, he died of cancer. But I mean, this is not good. They said that reportedly he has stolen money, and there was a huge mismanagement of funds. But you're seeing a downward spiral. It doesn't matter how much you have, because if you can't control the spending, if your finances are under a curse, if you know, you mismanage what you have, you can never, you know, survive. Too many holes in the bucket. Doesn't matter what's going in; it's all coming out the back end. And now you have people that they're not worried about electronics, Steve. They're not worried about, you know, summer's coming, and they're not crying because they're not going on vacation. They're concerned that they're not going to be able to eat, and that gets real. I mean, when really was the last time that you went hungry? I'm not talking about, you know, you didn't get a snack. You didn't get, you know, to go out to eat and get a nice steak. I'm talking about when you did not eat. And I understand that there could be people right now that are going through, you know, hard situations. But I'm talking about en masse, and I'm talking about a consistent basis. I want you to see what they're doing right now in Venezuela in many, many of the homes. Watch this.
Ana Perez is doing what she can. Like scores of others in Venezuela, she is struggling to put food on the table.
If we have lunch, we don't have dinner. If we have dinner, we don't have lunch. Sometimes we go to bed without eating, with a glass of water. You can withstand that, but the children can't stand it. But when there is no food, we have to put them to bed like that, drinking water. But the children cry.
And it's not just the price of food. Getting it is becoming increasingly difficult in the OPEC country that is home to some 30 million people. A recent survey by universities often critical of the government found that 87% of the respondents said they didn't make enough money to buy food. In parts of the country, stores are being ripped open, victims of mass looting. Scores are arrested for stealing food and soap. Foes are stepping up pressure to recall President Nicolas Maduro. He's fighting back, implementing a temporary two-day work week for government workers. He's not cutting their pay. He's hoping to save energy costs. It's a growing crisis, with more people eating less while waiting for answers.
Think about that. Being arrested for buying soap.
Yeah. And you've got people breaking into grocery stores. It's just like you're seeing the symptoms increasing. You're seeing the very things that were prophesied that were going to happen. I'm even reminded of some of the headlines that John Paul Jackson had said was, food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Another one is, Cisco Company and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget.
Right, and I believe those numbers were for the United States, but imagine the nations of the world. Mm-hmm. Listen, we have to return to having a heart of gratitude, and we can begin to start thanking God for what we have today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.